Veritas Academy was chosen by Niche as the number one Christian and private school in Northern Virginia and third in the state of Virginia. Have coffee with the headmaster every Tuesday morning. Schedule your visit now. VeritasAcademyDC.com. VeritasAcademyDC.com.
The WMAL Fisher House Radiothon. Call to donate 888-294-8560.
Yeah, it's Larry O'Connor alongside Amber Athey on this, the first day of our Fisher House Radiothon. And I do want to remind you that every donation you make right now generously, and we are so grateful for every level of donation you give us, whatever you give us, it will be doubled by our friends at Leonardo DRS. They've got the Leonardo Challenge. The first $50,000 will be doubled. So please double your donation now at 888-294-8560. All right, Amber, let's take our time here because we have a great story to share about Fisher House and about another incredible hero who gave his life for our nation. Robbie Hammett joins us now, and her son was one of the first casualties of the Afghanistan conflict. Mrs. Hammett, thank you so much for joining us. It's great to hear from you.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Tell us, what was your son's name?
Jeremy. And if I may clarify, he was a casualty due to injuries, and he's still with us.
Oh, I am so sorry. I had
no problem.
Bad info. Thank God. Okay. Well, that's all, yeah. Already this is getting... half of your story. Holy Moses.
Story.
I am so sorry. Thank you.
No problem.
Tell us what happened with Jeremy, though. You send your son off to war when we invade Afghanistan, and you must have been, you know, very nervous for him.
Well, we actually didn't know that he had gone because it was immediately following September 11, 2001. And so operational security, and he was a sergeant, and we had kind of a code, and then he was calling like every two or three days after the 11th. And then he called me and he said, "This is the call I never wanted to make." And it was the last call. And it wasn't but maybe 2 weeks later that the Army officer was at our door about 5 a.m. And he had a paper copy of an email and requesting that we call the Department of Defense, and they gave us the information regarding, as he'd been in a vehicle accident, but he was critically wounded.
And oh my God, that the knock on the door, right? And you look through the window, and there's an officer standing there. So he was critically wounded, and how soon did it take for you to see him and be by his bedside?
You know, he was wounded right outside of Afghanistan in kind of a makeshift base and flown to Turkey. By the time this officer came to us, I think he'd had like half a dozen surgeries, and he was in Turkey. So they then moved him to, I think it's Landstuhl Medical Center in Ramstein, Germany. Mm-hmm. And that was where they determined his case to be terminal. And the Army actually flew us to Germany. And we spent one night at the Fisher House there. And it was just incredible that there was a scheduled medevac flight going back to the States the next day. And the doctors in the intensive care at Landstuhl said that's our only chance. So my husband and I joined people that had been waiting for this flight, you know, military personnel scheduled to go back for health care. And it was pretty incredible. The ambulance brought Jeremy in with his ICU nurse and respiratory therapist and life support machines, and every machine had a battery, and they hooked it up, and it was just incredible to watch the apparatus and the personnel that were all paying total attention to my son.
So where?
I'm sorry
to interrupt you.
No.
So they brought him back to the United States, and which was he at? Walter Reed when you came back to the U.S.?
He was, and that's where we really kind of Fisher House became home for us. My husband and I were able to stay throughout his recovery. And actually, it was like the week of Thanksgiving that we flew home. And I don't know what we would have done without Fisher House, because we were in a totally strange place, you know, just waiting for the next doctor's, you know, report.
And at this point, you're told this is a terminal injury. You're going to lose your son. You're going to lose Jeremy.
Correct. Oh. And the doctors in D.C. actually pretty quickly began being encouraging. And there was a point, I think amazed was an appropriate word. But the big thing was, it was such a fight for him to regain any strength, and both femoral arteries had been severed. It was kind of, well, we know it as a God thing, because it was a vehicle accident, and he was impaled on a water trailer, some of the mechanisms. And so, but in that penetrating his body, there was really no damage to any life-providing organs. He ended up with a colostomy, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you saw him today, you'd see a fine, healthy young man. And amazingly, father of a beautiful six-year-old. We just feel like miracles happened on our behalf.
Thank God. I love that it's a God thing. Amen. It's a God mm-hmm. thing, Robbie Hammett.
And And
I just love the fact that through all of that, you know, mom and dad are right there by Jeremy's side, and Fisher House gave you the home. Fisher House gave you everything
very
that
much
you needed, and it only happens through donations. In fact, you know that better than anyone, because now you're helping to fundraise for the Fisher House in New Orleans near your home. So
yes, and a brand new facility that has, I think they opened during the COVID,
during the pandemic
protocols and what have you. Correct.
Well, thank you for everything that you have done, Robbie Hammett, your son and his service and your continued service by continuing to raise money for Fisher House. I thank you for your story. And thank God Jeremy's alive. I'm so sorry. What a terrible, terrible mistake I made. So thank God.
Oh, no, it's understandable, with the terminology and what have you. And it is, we are very much blessed.
Thank you,
Robbie. That he is. And just as a side note, his little brother retires after 22 years in the Army this month. So,
you did something right raising these boys. That's great.
Their dad and I worked hard, but they've made their choices. And I am incredibly proud of them. Totally.
So are we.
Thank you.
So are
Thank
we.
Thank you so much.
Robbie Hammett, listen, I can't say it enough. When you call 888-294-8560, your donation goes to women like Robbie Hammett, goes to a mom like that who is going through such grief and worry and sorrow for her critically wounded son. And just look at what ends up happening because of those donations. Please, please, whatever you can give, 888-294-8560.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.